Well, Chit Chor is here in the studios of It Is Time with a special report on Occupy San Francisco with our special reporter Larry Lookwhat is live on the scene to give us a first-hand report. Larry, can you tell us what's going on with Occupy San Francisco?
Yeah, Chit, I can tell you that these people are energized. I'll tell you what, by the Holy Spirit, to get out and occupy the land till the Lord returns. There is a man with a megaphone ready to address the energized crowd, and he's standing up now, and he's going to do something and address this crowd. So here we go. He's stepping up right now, and I believe, yeah, here he goes.
Oh, I want to thank you for coming. My name is Adam Goodson. I just want to thank you all for being here for Occupy San Francisco. I want to thank God for getting us off of our couches, out of our drugs, out of our TV addiction, and getting us in the Lord's vineyard. Oh, he said in Luke 19, he said, occupy till I come. So many people want to occupy for political reasons, but we want to occupy for faith and hope. Get out of the harvest field and love the lost the way the Lord loves us. He forgave us. He was merciful. Let's go out and show the kindness of God. It's time to rise up. It's time to do the work because He loves us so much. It is time.
Yes, it is. Here we go again. It's time to declare the goodness of God and dress ourselves in light. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld with another edition of It Is Time. And there's been a whole lot of things going on, people occupying here, there, and everywhere. But I tell you what, we've got the mandate to go occupy until He comes. And that's what we're going to do. And we're just going to just get right into it because it's time for the reign of God. This is Steve Mitchinson. It's my favorite song right now in the whole wide world because it tells it all. It's time. Time to get up and reign with the Lord. Amen.
Days away. time for the reign of God. It's time for your light to shine. It's time for the kingdom of our God to be revealed. It's time.
Well, well, that is, it is time. It's time for the Reign of God with Steve Mitchinson and Brian Dokerson. And what a great song that is, as we've mentioned so many times. It is a song that I can wear out and just wears me on. That's right. And we're declaring the goodness of God in our day and in our hour, because there is something so powerful going on. It's called the Kingdom of God. And it's happening right now in a city near you. Yeah, it should be happening on the inside of you. And that's what God wants. He wants us to affect a change. You know, there's a lot of news, at least at the time of this recording of the podcast. And it doesn't really matter, because things like this go on all the time. Just, you know, changes faces and rather names, usually not faces. But there's a whole lot of what they call Occupy San Francisco, Occupy New York, Occupy all these cities. And people are protesting against corporate America and the greed and so forth that, pardon me, the greed that is what it is in corporate America, the greed that is in corporate America. And one of the things that we have to be careful for or careful of is, what kingdom do we belong to? And I believe that we are given the right to protest, and that's okay and wonderful. But we must remember what our call is. You know, Jesus was in a time when the Roman Empire was doing dastardly things and horrible things. What was done to him was... What was done to him was not right, was not fair. And all Jesus needed to do is get some people with some shovels and pitchforks and say, hey, you know, you took John the Baptist's head off, and that's not fair and that's not right. And that's an abuse of power, and we're going to impeach you, and we're going to bring you down. But Jesus remembered the call of God. He knew what he was supposed to do. And the church has to be careful not to get bogged down in things like this. We have a mandate from heaven to occupy until he comes. And that's what he told us to do. He called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said to them, occupy until I come. And so he gave them instructions, and they went out, and some of them prospered, some of them didn't. One of them hid all his money and said, you know, Lord, I know that you're a tough guy, and so I put it in a napkin, and I feared, because you're an austere man, and you take up what you lay not down and reap where you did not sow. And so the Lord said, you know, out of your own mouth I'll judge you. And you knew that I did this, and at least you could have given your money to the bank, and that at my coming I might have required my money with usury. And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound and give it to him that has 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he has 10 pounds. For I say unto you that every one of you that has shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that which he has shall be taken away from him. But those my enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring here, slay them before me. What's the Lord saying? He's saying, I want to reign over my people so they will be effective, and so they will be fruitful. And the enemy says, no, hide all your talents, hide all your gifts. This is all about you. It's not about God's. You see, it's God's vineyard. It's God's world. It's God's earth. It's what we do for him that matters. And so when we get the right heart and the right mind, we begin to say, okay, Lord, you want us to occupy. You want us to go out and do something. You want us to go out and meet people. You want us to give the gospel. You want us to give edify pins to people. Hallelujah to God. Yeah, that's right. God has given us a wonderful idea called Team Edify. And that team is a mighty team that is wound up in the Holy Ghost to occupy until he comes. God wants us to reach 1 million people, and I believe we can do it with your help. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We are a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will receive edification for our lives, bring edification to those around us, and give edification away to someone new each and every day. As a team member, you will receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a lifetime membership card, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify revolution, simply log on to edifyforlife.org and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression, but we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifyforlife.org. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifyforlife.org. That's edifyforlife.org.
Hey, Greg, check this out. If I rub these two sticks together, I could get fire. Look at this. Whoa, wow.
Hey, man, that's pretty cool. But if I lift these two hands up, I get the Holy Ghost and fire.
It is time to cast off works of darkness.
Yeah, we're back again, lifting our holy hands to the Lord. And we are staying warm with the Holy Ghost and fire. There's fire going on the inside of us because that's what we're called to do. You know, it is an amazing thing if we lift up holy hands to the Lord. We begin to occupy the place where we are. You know, so often when we don't engage God, we sort of fall back into a crazy thing and something that is not healthy for us, something that's not right for us. And we go back into an area that is just, it's just not advancing. It's either being stagnant or going backwards and giving in to spirits of fear and pity and all that sort of thing. But the moment you lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting, oh man, there's a fire that starts up in the inside of you. And you're engaging God. That's why he inhabits the praises of his people. And so we want to make sure that you are energized today and you are ready to go and you are ready to have something powerful on the inside of you, because that's what God would have us do. This is a song by Dion. I enjoy this song so much because it says so much about Jesus and why we can occupy till he comes, because he's the one we are hooked up with. And he's the one that energizes us to occupy until he comes. This is Dion. He's the one.
God made ready the coming of a king. He told all the prophets exactly what it'd bring. A promise to his children, written on their hearts. True love forever, it ain't never gone.
Yeah, that's Dion, and the song is called He's the One. He's the one the Father spoke about, and he's come to earth, and he has come as the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and he is mighty in our midst. You know, we go back to the scripture in Luke 19, and this is where we're getting our whole thought of this broadcast, is the occupying demonstrations that are going on throughout the world, really, but certainly in the United States. Occupy San Francisco, occupy New York, occupy wherever. And the Lord just spoke to me and said, occupy till I come. So that's what we're going to do. In Luke 19, verse 13, he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. You know, it's amazing how people want their rights, but God has a right. God has a right to this planet. God has a right to this creation. And you know, God actually has a right to us by virtue of creation. He has a right to us, but we don't want anybody to reign over us. So in the scriptures, it came to pass that when he was returning, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called to him, and whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. So he gave them an opportunity to take this land and use it whatever way they wanted. He said, hey, what did you do when I was gone? And they said, hey, I have 10 pounds. I gained you 10 pounds. And he said, you're a good servant because you have been faithful in very little, and you will have authority over 10 cities. Isn't that something? God says, if you're faithful over money, I'll make you faithful over people. The second came saying, Lord, your pound has gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be also over 5 cities. And so God says, to the degree that you're causing things to prosper, I'm going to cause you to reign. And another came and said, Lord, he said, behold, here is your pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. And for I feared you, because you are an austere man. You take up where you lay not down and reap where you did not sow. In other words, you know, you gave it to me, I have to go out and do all this work. You know, there's some people that just don't get it. They just don't get the system. God gives us sun, he gives us rain, he gives us hands, he gives us ability. But people sometimes are very lazy and they don't want to do anything. And they have excuses and their minds are on other people and other things and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But then there's another person who just says, you know, Lord, my mind is on you. I just want you to be happy when you return. And of course, this is all speaking, you know, symbolically. And so the Lord said, out of your own mouth will I judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then giveth not thy money unto the bank? He said, you should have at least taken your money to the bank and got some interest on it. And you weren't faithful, in other words, with what I gave you. And he said, take from him the pound and give it to the guy who has 10. And then all the people with bleeding hearts said, Lord, he has 10 pounds. We should find somebody that doesn't have anything. You see, God's not teaching on having enough food to make it through the day right now on this scripture. He's talking about, they were asking about the kingdom of God, about the reigning of God. And God's teaching them how to walk in authority. God's teaching them how to take the things of the kingdom and cause it to expand. There's a kind of leadership that all of us should be training for. And a lot of people just want to make it through the day, want to have a job, go home, watch TV, and that's it. And God said, that may be you, but that's not me. That's not my kingdom. And so there was judgment upon this person. Well, we want to occupy. And we want to occupy for the right reasons. We want to occupy because God is God of the city. That's right. He's God of the city. And this is a powerful truth and a powerful song. This is Chris Tomlin. It's called God of This City. And we want to thank God that he truly is God of this city. God of San Francisco, New York, Houston, I don't care where it is. He is the one who's ruling and reigning. And God, we thank you for preparing us for the task at hand. You are God of this city. Thank you, Jesus.
You're the god of this city. You're the king of these people. You're the lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. The greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. You're the God of this city. The king of this people, you're the lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God.
That's Chris Tomlin and God of this city. Greater things are yet to be done. Greater things in this city. That's right. You know, don't blame God for the sins of America. Don't blame God when things go bad. Don't blame God. Where is people? Are people on their face praying every day? Is America at their knees saying, God, help us. Help us, Lord. We need your help. We cry for your help because we need the touch of heaven upon this earth. We need what you can do for us, God. And it's an amazing thing when we don't turn our face toward God. You know, 2 Chronicles 7:14 says that if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face
and turn from their wicked ways. Then from heaven will I hear, forgive them of their sins, and heal their land. I will heal their land. God is telling us, I'll take care of everything if you'll just humble yourself and pray. And I would really, you know, would love to see a prayer movement instead of these things that are going on about occupy. I would love to see if we occupy, say, God, we're going to be in every city occupying, praying, seeking your face. God can change Wall Street. God can change everyday street, Main Street. God can change my street. God can change my heart. And that's what I want him to do. I want him to do a mighty work in our nation. And truly, corporate America does need to learn lessons. And truly, the White House and the Congress and the Joint Chiefs, everybody in authority, if we all just got on our face and started praying and say, God, heal our city, heal our town, heal our land. Greater things are yet to be done. Greater things are needing to be done in our cities. And God will do it. He certainly will, because his name is available. And there's no greater name, no sweeter name available to us for change than that sweet name, the name of Jesus. This is no sweeter name. Hallelujah. It's available to all of us for change, for provision, in the name of Jesus.
No sweeter name than the name of Jesus.
thank God. Hallelujah. Jesus, no sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name than we've ever known. What a beautiful name that name is. And that's the name we use in prayer. And, you know, that's the name that changes us. The Bible said that in his name shall the Gentiles trust. Isn't that great? I'm one of those. Yeah, I remember the day I called on his name. I said, Lord. And he said, yes. But it didn't come out that way. I was more of, Lord, Lord, you are the Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm just having a cup of tea here. My throat's a little itchy, so I'm just taking a sip. I hope you don't mind. And but, you know, when I called on the name of the Lord, how beautiful. How beautiful he responded. I didn't have a leg to stand on. But I stopped trying to stand on my own two feet. I saw that I had sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I saw that I couldn't control my life. And I wasn't a drug addict. I wasn't a lot of things. I just knew that Jesus was perfect. He was great. And I was never going to measure up to him. I couldn't love. I couldn't love my own mother. And but God put love in me for her. And what a beautiful woman she is. And I'm so glad that I could love my mom. I'm so glad I could love my family. I'm so glad I could be a person who is not carrying a chip on their shoulder anymore. And not carrying a grudge against the economy, or rather the nation, and against this and against that and that, 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 that. No, I got one thing on my mind. That's please God. I want to please him. But, you know, God had this in mind all along. He said, I want to turn you into something. I want to turn you into something that's not a problem. You're going to be the salt of the earth, Ed. And what is salt for? It's to preserve. You're the salt of the earth. And But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith it shall be salted, it's henceforth good for nothing to be cast out and trodden underfoot of men. And I knew that I wasn't any salt to anybody. I was just trying to make it my own. But now I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of the world. But the light is to be put on a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that it gives light to everyone that's in the house. So let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. God wants us to be lights. Yeah, and shine. Oh, yeah, he wants us to shine. He wants us to shine so much. It's just not even, you know, it's off the charts good. I think that when we are really in the place that God wants us to be, then we are waking up early, that we are ready for the day, and we are about the Father's business. And that's what God wants us to be. Not wondering what I should do, where I should be, you know, but actually ready for the day, ready to do the bidding of the Father, ready to be the person God's called us to be. We are a people with absolute purpose. We are a people that absolutely have God's anointing in our life. And so we need to say, God, I'm ready for this day. I'm ready for this moment. You've made me salt. You made me light. I'm going to occupy till you come. I got a light on the inside of me that's going to shine. And let it shine and keep on shining. This is a song by Bob Kilpatrick. And live with his band. And it's called Let It Shine Like That. And a light that's given to us so people can see our good works. Let it shine like that. A city on a hill in the name of Jesus.
Let your light so shine before men. They will see your good works and then they'll glorify your Father in heaven. Let it shine like that. City on a hill can't be hidden. A lamp with all the stand should be lit. And all the light it has will be given away. Let it shine like that. Carry it up to the mountain high so the people all can see. Carry it across the one who died to set the captives free. Burning like a flame that dances on a fire. When the wind grows wild, it will still leave fire. Burn. Burn, 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 burn
with the weeping. Let the trumpet sound, feel the sleeping. Lay your hands and let the lame come leaping. Let it shine like that. Bring the poor and the dejected in. Let the dead come to life again. Let the evil to believe begin. Let it shine like that. Lift up the gates to the King of Glory, seated on the throne. Open the doors of the sanctuary, bring the wanderers home. Burn like a fire, the dance on fire, when the wind grows wild, it's deadly fire. Burn, burn, burn. Burn, burn, burn. Burn, let your life be a testament, so when they see how you live, they will know who sent you. Burn, burn, burn. Burn, burn, burn. Slowly, the downtrodden, the hopeless, let the forgotten, the dying, the deceived, the burdened and weary. Bring them home, let them come to the place.
Come on now, that's right. Let it shine like that. That's what we got. We got something going on the inside of us. Let it shine like that. And somebody said, well, I don't shine very bright. Well, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. If you'll just let God live through you, you know, just let God touch your heart. Everybody's got something. Everybody counts. Everybody counts in the kingdom of God. You know, when the Lord said, I just gave that one guy one talent, I gave the other guy five, I gave the other guy ten. He went to the person with the one, and he said, hey, just get some interest on it in the bank. This is not rocket science here. All you got to do is let yourself be willing for God to lead and guide your life, and let him deposit something on the inside of you and occupy till I come. That means I've got a job to do. I'm not just taking up space. I'm taking up my place. That'll preach right there. Are you taking up space, or are you taking your place? It's better to take up your place than it is to take up space. Anything can take up space. You can take a rock, it'll take up space. But man, when you begin to take your place, oh, rise up and take your place. I got a song that God gave me years ago, and it said, ever since the beginning of man, ever since the beginning of time, God has shared a plan for all of mankind. To heed his word and obey, to give his love, to take his love and live that way. But ever since Adam, we've gone astray. But we can rise up now. God's changed it all. Now to all has been restored. We can hear and obey his plans perform, to take his love and mercy show. And I forget the rest of the words, but and to the world you shall go. Yeah. Rise up and take your place. Rise up and take your place. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. And God's going to do something wonderful through you because he loves you so much. And he created you. And if he created you, then he wants to use you. And he wants you to do a mighty thing in the earth in the name of Jesus. This is our sponsor this half hour is Philippians Financial. Give a listen.
They tell you, if you sign up for the retirement, by the time you get 30 years in, you're going to have $1 million if you say such and such. I don't know anyone over there that has $1 million.
Money is being siphoned out every year. It's like having a leaking bucket.
And the chances of ending up behind the eight ball are very large.
Financial institutions seem to be coming and going in these tough economic times. Some say they are too big to fail. How secure is that? At Philippians Financial, it's God that can never fail. Philippians Financial knows it can be tough to know where to put your hard-earned dollars, especially that first 10%. But we know it's God that you put first and his word that you trust. When you invest in your special 419 account, you are putting your trust in God's promise. Then the ministry goes forth with financial strength, having received of each believer the offerings and first fruits as an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Then Philippians Financial goes to work as God says, He will supply all of your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. This 419 account is not subject to the up and down conditions of this world. This is a promise backed by the throne of God, a strength too big to fail because God is too good to fail. At Philippians Financial, our 419 account is the right choice at any stage of life. It's eternal, it's safe, and it yields the highest dividends of any investment on earth as it is in heaven. Make the Philippians 419 your choice. Philippians 419 is only available through Philippians Financial and faith in Jesus.
He's been known to heal the sick in distant towns by only speaking a word. He once walked on water just to get closer to his friends. He fed 5,000 people with only 5 loaves and 2 fishes. His blood redeemed the world. He is the Son of God, Savior of the world.
Drink the living water that only He can give, He said.
You'll never thirst again, my friends.
Hello, Mac.
Hello.
I'm the truth.
I'm a PC.
Where are you going for eternity?
I don't know. I suppose the great beyond where all paths lead. Where are you going?
I'm going to see Jesus. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, you may be also.
Oh, that sounds pretty narrow-minded.
Yeah, the path that leads there is a bit narrow, but it leads to life. Heaven's eternal and beautiful.
Well, me, I like wide gates, broad roads, you know, exploring cool shortcuts.
Be careful. That's the way to destruction.
At least I did it my way. Besides, who knows for sure anyway?
Hey, Mac, Jesus is the way, for sure.
That's right. This song's called Mighty to Save. Hillsong, we know for sure. He is the way for sure. There's no question about it. Oh, everyone needs compassion. Everyone needs a Savior. People can say they don't. They can hide behind their PC, their political correctness. But the day will come when they're going to need a Savior. That's why we're going to remain occupants. Occupying till He comes. This is Hillsong. Mighty to Save. Thank you, Lord, for our city, for our neighbors, in the name of
you.
Thank you, Lord. That's God. That's God talking. Mighty to save. He's the Savior that can move the mountain. He is the way where there is no way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the way maker. And that's our God. And that's why we have something so great. Why complain? The Bible said, do all things without murmuring and disputing, that you would be blameless and harmless, sons of God. In the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, shining as lights in the world, holding forth or holding fast to the word of life. And we have this treasure in our earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of ourselves. So we have something so wonderful to share with the world, to let our light shine, to occupy until he comes. There's a song here that we want to close with and kind of end up the broadcast. We're in the last 5 minutes or so. But we just need to just realize how important every word, every thought, every deed, every action we do is. Because, you know, unlike a lot of people, unlike Cain, who thought, he said, well, I'm not, you know, am I my brother's keeper? Yeah, you are. We all are. There's an influence that we have, and whether it's over just one person or two people or three, it'll grow if you let it. Oh yeah, it'll grow. You just get the water and just become God's water man or water boy or water girl and just start watering hearts and edifying people, and your circle of influence will grow and grow and grow. You won't even have to look for friends. You'll find more than you can handle, because people want to get around something that works positively and has a beautiful message to it. And not just beautiful words, but truth, the truth. This is a song by John Elefante, and it's called Pass the Flame. I want to keep passing the flame. This is about passing the flame to from your father to the son to the grandson. And that certainly is true, but we can pass it to other people as well. And if you don't have any children, you can pass it to the neighbor's kid. And you can just adopt somebody in your heart. You don't have to make a big deal about it. But just say, hey, when's your birthday? And take over a present. Say, here, mom, dad, I just want to bless your son. 5 years later, man, how come that guy every year, that guy blesses me on my birthday? Never forgets me. Gives him a card. Somebody at church, you can do that. Just adopt somebody. And just, you know, just adopt them and do something great. Let's pass the flame of God's power, that fire that's on the inside of us. Amen. That's what we get to do. We get to do that. And we can be a part of somebody having a blessed life. Because that's part of our inheritance in God, for occupying till he comes.
I am a baby boy, a new life began. I held him in my arms and knew one day he'd be a man. And soon I'd have to tell him that this world is not our home. We must give our lives to Jesus. We are not our own. But for now, just let me hold you a little while. Let me adore you while you sleep. Thank you, Lord, for such an angel. Make him yours to keep. And then I whispered in his ear, there is something you must hear.
We are the light in the darkened world. We are the fire on the vowed that for Jesus we'd stand. We would instill upon our children that this world is not our home. We would tell them that our treasure is the promise that we've won. But for now, just let me hold you a little while. Let me adore you while you sleep. Whoa. Thank you, Lord, for such an angel. Make them yours to keep. So let me whisper in your ear every something you must hear. Not too good. I said, Daddy, if I could take your place, you know that I would. He said, Son, please don't worry. Go and be there for your wife. You know we'll be together in an everlasting life. And then I said, Dad, I want to hold you a little while. Let me adore you while. Such an angel.
That's John Elefante and We Must Pass the Flame. And what a beautiful privilege it is to be able to pass the flame of God onto somebody else, onto the next generation, to live a life full of fire for the Holy Spirit in such a way that people want the flame that we've got. Remember Elijah, he went to Elijah and Elisha said, hey, I want a double portion of what you got. Would to God that people would run up to us and say, I want a double portion of what you got. And that's the way we want to live our life. Father, thank you so much for every family, every boy, every girl, every man, every woman under the sound of my voice listening to this podcast. I thank you, God. There's a fire from heaven for us. Lord, you want us to occupy until you come. We are occupational forces. Hallelujah. We don't have to demonstrate against Wall Street. We can demonstrate against the devil and against his crowd. And we are protesting. This is our bodies are off limits. You can't touch us in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for filling every home, every heart with your mighty presence. Such a way that, Lord God, something from this broadcast will always stick in our hearts and never leave us nor forsake us, because that's how good you are to us, God. And we give you thanks and we give you praise for it. Well, that's all the time we have today. My name's Ed Gutfeld. We're so glad you joined us. Hey, go on to edifyforlife.org. Get involved with Edify for Life. Get some pins. Hand them out. Sell them. Pass them out. Do whatever. Let's spread the word. Let's edify people, okay? Hallelujah. Let me just jump on the Harley here. Start her up. Oh, yeah. And remember, it's time to keep shouting the victory.
We got to tell somebody. You got to keep telling it. It's time to rise up and declare the greatness of our God. All right. Till next time, don't put anything off. Don't do it. Come on now. Because why? It is time.